So this is the 11th annual Brew and Stew Fest, I think.
Yeah.
We've got going, Angela. So tell me, what's on tap this year?
Actually, we didn't really make any changes to this year's event. Last year was fantastic. So we're completely adopting everything we did last year, which will be all the same categories for the brew and same categories for the stew.
Let's talk about them for people who are new to town or haven't entered before. What can you make and enter in this festival?
Well, for the brew portion, you will be able to do a beer entry. You'll be able to enter a cordial, a mead, or a wine.
For
the stew, could be any stew, soup, chili, or chowder, any one of those. And you would have to choose what category you'd put it under, which could be fish and game, con carne, veggie, or spicy.
Okay. And again, the day after Thanksgiving, Friday night, right after the tree lighting. Is that right?
Absolutely. 3 years ago, we picked that date. We moved it. And right after a chilly evening hanging out outside, wandered down about 6 o'clock to the Sons of Norway.
Okay, great. And has it been, it's a pretty crowded event. Have you been able to deal with it last year? And all the numbers of people?
It was a tight fit and definitely very comfy. And we warmed up that hall pretty quickly. But
it's good that it's popular.
Yeah.
And the stuff goes fast, I know.
We have one little new addition is that we are requesting any of the brew categories submissions be two submissions per person. And if you are quite the brewer and you have more than that, it's absolutely fine to make those submissions. But we would like to have an adult responsible for serving your extra portion. So about two entries per server, just so that we can keep tabs on the serving and that you're adequately, giving the right amounts to everybody.
And this is all, Ragnarok has taken this on, is making money for the team. Are you going to another event this winter or next year? What's the money going to go for?
Yes, the money is going to go for travel for us. We are heading up to Palmer, but we're heading up to do a tournament with Triple D, which is Palmer, and Fairbanks, and get an opportunity to play both those teams.
And Amy, will you be going on that trip?
I plan on it. I haven't bought a ticket yet, but
all right,
I will.
Cool. All right, cool.
Good. Good.
You're new to the team, right?
I have played for 1 year.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's it going for you?
It's good. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm very happy to join, and I would encourage anyone to join.
And are you new?
Or come support.
Are you new to Derby? Or
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So
yeah.
Able to keep up and haven't broken anything yet?
So. I haven't broken anything, and I would knock on wood, but
it's pretty soundproofed in here.
We've had a pretty lucky team with little injuries over the last year.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that we have a good foundation. Yeah.
And you've been able to grow your numbers, too, and get even multiple teams going for some events and that kind of thing. And
yeah. Yeah, we've got a healthy group of girls that that are partaking on a regular basis with practices that we do basically into August until May, twice a week.
And some new refs too, but if anyone else wants to ref, I would say come on out too.
You're always looking for people to skate.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, always looking for people to skate.